Hello everyone, this is me, Ian Along, and it's Tagging Along With Me in this episode of Tag Along With Ian Along. So, time and again, my podcast, this is the good thing about my podcast is I'm doing this while on the road, hands-free. Hands-free, of course, occasionally I will answer calls from time to time, but it's all edited up. Although, as much as possible, I only do minimal editing in my podcast. And after all, this is the good thing about independent podcasting is that you can do it. But if my main aspiration is to bring in more and more and more followers by thousands, then I have no choice but to do some measures of editing, the effects and the audio quality. Sometimes it's not near content, although you will be known by your content. I remember one of the macho chismisan people. I think it's Ingo or Peach. But ladies and gentlemen, the thing is about podcasting. Want and desire to create a podcast, and this is it. I have achieved what I wanted to do, and even if there are only 3, 2, 5 plays or those who listen to my podcast, this is very fine with me. Although I'm only a human being, that if I have so many followers, I'll be very happy. Tao lang ako. Tao lang ako, no? Kapag maraming nakikinig at maraming nakikinig sa akin, whether they be fan or bashers, nakakatuwa din kasi may nakikinig. They took time. And tao lang ako, not to appreciate. Tao lang ako at na-appreciate ko yan. Kasi may mga iba, sasabihin nila na ayoko ng mga followers. Pero nagpo-post. Eh di may magkakaroon ka ng followers. Kung ayaw mo ng follower, kung ilang ka sa follower, then wag mong gawin. Diba? I-restrict mo lang, maggawa ka ng private journal. Kung if you're really not into followers. I mean, there are people who are mainly there are people naman na hindi main reason nila is followers. Isa na po tayo doon. Pero, pag may followers, okay, tutuwa tayo. May mga iba naman na hindi nila intent mainly ay followers. Okay sa kanila, pero they're not too comfortable kasi some of them are not really that much of a social guy or social girl. Socially gifted individual. So, alam naman nila yon. Kaya iba nahihiya, di ba? Iba natural na nahihiya. Ito may mga celebrities nga na sa umpisa kalang suplado, pero kasi hirap din silang magtansya. I remember Boyabunda na what shall we do? Shall I smile at the person or shall I greet the person? Yes, I'm a celebrity and I know about it. Although hindi naman niya sinabing directa yun. Well, so much for the introduction, and that is the beauty of independent podcasting. So much for the introduction, ladies and gentlemen, is the need for people to be reminded again and again about anti-bullying. Every one of us understands that bullies are part of our lives. We cannot avoid bullies. Totoo naman yun eh. We cannot avoid bullies. Kasama yan sa buhay. Pero not to campaign against them is like not campaigning against a certain bad practice, not campaigning against it, or not supporting people who campaigns against it, is a form of support to the other behavior, to the behavior that is being fought against for. Like bullying. If you disagree with anti-bully advocacies, because one way or the other you will disagree with advocates, because human as we are, we will definitely, disagreements will be there, and they are just human being, just like all of us. Kaya normal na mag-disagree ka sa mga advocates. But regarding the advocacy of anti-bullying, if you disagree with that, you enable bullying. Kasi may mga naririnig ako, na nagsasabi na, anong bata ako, hindi naman ako na trauma eh. Hindi ko na lang sila pinapatulan. Alam nyo kasi, isa sa mga bagay na dapat nyo malaman din kasi, na hindi ka nga binuli, yung iba binuli. Hindi ka nga binuska nung taong buskador, pero siya ay buskador. At hindi porket hindi ka napansin, ibig sabihin magaling ka. Not because you were not noticed, does it mean that you led well, that you handled the situation well. It's just that the bullies didn't prioritize you at that time. Hindi ka lang pinrioritize ng mga buskador na to. Para kang in a sense, nag-blend well ka. Kaso, para yung hunter, para yung mga hayop na nag-hunt, nagkataon lang na nakapagtago ka. Kasi the hunter as they are, pagod din sila, may limitations, limited vision. So, kaya ka nakalusot sa mga buskador. May mga nagsasabi naman na, kasi nung bata ako, ginawa ko, maraming mga bully, ang ginawa ko, lumaban ako. So, that's a form of advocacy. Diba? That's a form of advocacy. Nilabanan mo. It's a form of movement na hindi na nilabanan mo mga buskador. Pero you of all the people should understand that if you learned how to fight the bullies, you of all the people should understand anti-bullying advocacy. Kasi may mga nowadays people calls this generation weak. It's a form of pride when people say that this generation are weak. So, if this generation are weak, sino may kasalanan nun? Their parents. Sometimes, some of the parents happens to be your age. So, let's not be self-righteous about our generation. Our generation towards the younger generations for being quote-unquote weak on bullying. And by calling this generation weak, we are implying that we are siding with the bullies. And that is the core of the topic of this podcast episode. Those enablers, the enablers of bullies. We enable bullies by siding with them. That's for starters. As you can see, they are actual textbook bullies. Brute force, taller than you, athletic, more athletic than you are. That's why some nerds and geeks that you know will just carry them around, smash them, even pitch them. The thing is, ladies and gentlemen, that's textbook bullying, because there is power, the elements of bullying, the perceived power of the bully towards the bullied either physically. And there is such a thing called intellectual bullies. There's such a thing called social and intellectual bullies. People who are, who uses their brain to bully other people. Like, they use their intelligence position, and that is perceived power. After all, it is a cliche. As the cliche goes, knowledge is power. So they use that power to topple down some people who are lower than them. And the intention is to step is the position is dominance. That's the intention of the bullies, the dominance. I know there are people who will be or more academically inclined to answer this, but at least I'm giving you the gist. And having said that, we enable bully. I'm mentioning that because bullies can rationalize their way. They're not just brutes. They're not just brainless brutes. After all, if they have been like that for so long, it means they have talked their way out of bullying. Because if they're just brainless brutes, we can just drive them away. Treat them physical brute, and that's it. After all, they are brainless brutes. But unfortunately, bullies talk their way out of it. Thus, they prevail. They talk their way out of it. They act their way out of it. So, magaling silang magpalusot. Ganun kasi sila kasi nga, they have that confidence. They have that so-called confidence. Sasabihin natin na, hindi, bullies are insecure individuals. Yes, they have their insecurities, but at the same time, they also have perceived confidence. That's why they can talk their way out of it. They can act their way out of the situations where they are bullied. But actually, bully is a bully. Once you identify them, do not enable them. You enable bullying by siding with the bully. By siding with the rationale. People who got bullied at are oftentimes been asked, why did he get angry? Why did he become upset? So ang nangyayari kapag ka nagpaliwanag yung tao, some of these people are finding ways bakit siya naganit, bakit siya nambubos ka. After all, yung iba sa inyo ay nalusutan ng mga bully nung araw. So, maybe, just maybe, iniisip ninyo na it's their fault. Kasi hindi nila malusutan. Nagkataon lang na hinalusutan ninyo. But if things are not your way at that time, diba? Baka i-post nyo pa sa Facebook, i-post nyo pa sa Instagram, o gumawa kayo ng podcast. Highlighting that. And it's not wrong in itself. Ang sinasabi, it's not wrong to do so. Pero at the same time, dun yung makikita nanay na it's so personalistic. You enable people, you enable bullies by siding with them. Diba? Yun yung textbook. And you also enable bully by doubting the story of the bullied. I get it. You want to be objective. Gusto nyo maging, you want to be objective. You want to balance the situation to appear rational. After all, sino ba naman ang gusto ng bias? But being objective should not come at the price of victim blaming. Again, being objective should not come at the price of victim blaming. There are situations na may, kasi ano eh, there are situations na the bullied ones will definitely have flaws. Bawa, kaya ka binuli kasi ano eh, ang forma-forma mo eh. O, diba? Eh, di nainggit sa'yo. So, dapat, ano ka, mag-ayos ka ng... Okay, I get it. May mga bullied na maporma, may mga bullied na pogi, may mga bullied na maganda. So, ang gagawin niyo, dapat simple ka lang para hindi ka mabully. Eh, yung mga exaggerated sabi, dapat simple ka lang. So, in a way, kaya nyo na-trace yung tao na siya mismo, mayroon siyang part, kaya siya na-bully, eh dahil sa pagiging totoo niya. Ayan yan eh. Kasi naging totoo siya, na maayos siya. Okay ha? Eh, totoo naman pogi yung tao. Totoo naman maganda yung tao. Anong magagawa nyo? Anong magagawa din nyo kung totoong pogi, totoong maganda, totoong may talent, or malakas ang loob sa talent? Ayan na. We also bully people who has many talents. And this bullying, this form of bullying becomes institutionalized. Diba? By enabling the bullies. We enable bullies by ano, maybe blaming the victims. We enable the bullies by siding with them. That's classic. May terminology mga iba dyan sa mga iba, those who sides with narcissistic people, flying monkeys. Bakit pakinggan? Ano? Start recording emergency video. Ayan, may mga ganyan-ganyan. Kasi nga on the road. Eh, no? So, yun. We side with the bullies. Number one. Number two, we side with the bullies by doubting. Diba? Doubting and blame / blaming. Well, doubting na lang. Sige, doubting na muna para mas ano. May doubting. Na, ah, totoo ba yun? Ay, hindi naman siguro. Hindi naman siguro yung totoo. Oh. And with, every time we do that, we become gaslighters. Nakalusot ang mga buskado dahil sa inyo. Oh. Ah, nagagalit, ano. Nakalusot ang mga buskador dahil sa inyo. Kasi you doubted the victims. Or I'm not by the way, I'm not an advocate of victimization. Huwag pa victim. Huwag pa victim. You know what's the indicator that somebody is capitalizing victimization? When true victims are ignored. Yun ang indicator na. Pagpa-victim, ang tao pa-victim, nakakasira sa mga tunay na victim. Kasi, it gives victims a bad name. Yung talaga mga biktima ng mga abuso, biktima ng mga ginagawa ng mga bullies, eh ano yan, yung mga tunay na victims talaga, eh hindi yan ano, nawawalan halaga kasi dahil may mga pa-victim. Yun po yun ha. So balik po tayo. Without the claim of the bully, kasi victim naman talaga ang tawag dun eh, di ba? Dapat mawala yung sa isip natin na ang victim ay helpless, mukhang helpless, mukhang ano. Victims are, magkakaiba ang victims eh. Diba? Magkakaiba ang victims. Tingnan ninyo ang mga biktima ng rape, diba? Ito lang, mga biktima ng rape, diba? Iba-ibang muka, iba-iba itsura, iba-ibang edad. So, even iba-ibang gender. Diba? So, iba-ibang victim. Okay, let's go back without the claim of the victims. And another one, we enable the bullies by blaming the victims. Yan eh, ikaw kasi eh, di ba? Ikaw kasi eh, ayan na. Oh. Parang ano eh, parang yung ano, parang may mga magkaaway na kapitbahay. No, may mga magkaaway na kapitbahay, tapos yung isa pinepeste siya, ginugulo siya. Hindi siya ginugulo kasi sabang ito umiiwas na. Siyempre, kapag siya'y sinikmatan, or of course, when he was confronted, the other party will react. Especially if the other party has a family with him or her at home. Bawa, bully na no, sa neighbor. Tapos biglang nagalit. Tapos, ang worse than that, ang nadamay pa yung partner mo sa bullying niya. Oh. Tapos, yung mga kapitbahay na wala namang alam, ito, sabihin na natin hugot, no? Kasi it happens eh. Isa pa yan eh, hugot, isa pa yung hugot shaming na yan eh. Kaya, yung iba takot mag-content kasi huhulihin ng hugot. Eh, kaya mo sino manghuli ng hugot, wala silang natutunan eh. Diba? If they're really that smart, they will go beyond hugot. Of course, you will identify the hugot or the hugot, but you will go beyond that. You will go after the content. Ayan. So, we blame the victim. Ikaw kasi, for example, you will be blamed at because you're standing on the way. Ay, kali yun eh. Oh. For example, you got bullied because your car is standing on the way while you are on the way to park. So, it's a road. Kali yun. Oh. Bakit mo sisisihin yung taong yun? Oh. Bakit mo sisisihin yung taong yun? Oh. Oh, for example, because kasi it's how you look eh, it's how you stare at the person. So by blaming the person, because which by the way, when you are confronted with something that you are not, for number one, when you are confronted on something that you are not being aggressive towards a person, definitely it is just normal to respond/react, or if not react, your facial expression will have body languages. Of course, hindi makikita sa mukha, pero yung kamay mo naka-clench. It's not visible on your face, but it is visible on your eye contact, on your eyebrow, even your face or your facial clenching and other stuff. Oh. You can blame victims all the time. You can find many ways to blame the victim because victims are humans too. And victims are not perfect. Victims are not perfect. Di ba parang sa mga narcissistic abuse cases, that the reason why narcissistic abuse cases are difficult to handle is because of the reaction of the victim. Covering the actual abuse of the narcissist. Okay, balik tayo. So we blame the bullied, and thus, when blaming happens, it hurts the victim, it hurts the bullied. It hurts the victim, it hurts the bully. Not the bully. Sorry. It hurts the victim. It hurts the bullied. Not the bully. The bullied one. Not the bull. What? The one that is being bullied. It hurts them. And either they will react and respond to you based on their temperament. Diba? Yan pa isa eh. Hindi lahat ng victim ay mahaba ang pasensya. Iba, madaling mapikon. Lalo kapag ka pamilya na ang nakataya. you blame the victim. You enable them. Ngayon, sa halip na maging kakampi ka, kalahati ka lang kakampi. Kalahating tao ka lang. Sorry to say. No, not. I will not apologize for that. You sided with the bully. You half human being. You half human being. Yeah. Kasi, I understand you wanted to be objective. You want to appear the better person. Yes, you will not say, I am a better person. No. Because it is our quest. It is our quest to be better. It is our quest and passion to be a better individuals. Then, our tendency is to be unbiased, to know the other side of the story. Okay, I get it. But knowing the other side of the story should not come at the expense of blaming the victim. This victim blaming has gone very far. This victim blaming has gone very far. Before, women are blamed for being raped because they wore short dresses. And sometimes sa local church, napapakinggan ko yung mga pastor regarding this. And it is a shame for pastors to do that, to blame the women for being raped. Na minsan mapapaisip ka, may anak ba silang babae? O, diba? Samantalang, there are women who, despite I know people, sorry to say this, because this is true. I know people from the Muslim community that no matter that, of course the Muslim community, their women dresses well, na mahaba ano, but some women are really voluptuous. Some women are really voluptuous. May mga hugis talaga ang katawan. Ngayon, kung ikaw'y pervert talaga, malikot ang utak mo na hindi mo makontrol, ikaw na lalaki ka. Diba? No. Huwag niyo yung pagtatanggol yun. Diba? Yun nga, yung mga, yan na nga lang eh. Sa rape, nabiblame mo, no? Ang nabiblame ang babae. It has gone very far because we entertain victim blamers. We have entertained tapos sa tingin natin we have blamed victim blamers for a very long time that they begin to blame victim blamers for a long time that may mga hagad, okay, may mga convoy. ayun, diba? Anyway, yan, sana all may mga ganyang convoy. Ganyang ganun din. But anyway, going back to the topic, we enable the bully by siding with the bully. We enable the bully by doubting the victim's testimony, by doubting the victims. We blame the bully by blaming the victims. Diba yan, tatlong yan eh. Tapos sasabihin natin, ang kapal na mukha nating sabihin na, bakit hindi mo sinabi yan? May mga iba na nag-share ng kanilang series of sexual abuse and bullying sa TikTok, for example, in the social media TikTok. Tapos, there are bashers who will say, mag-report sa police, X. Mag-report sa pulisya, X. Mag-TikTok, check. Or to put it on the international audience, post a content on TikTok, check. File a police report, X. How dare you blame the victims? How dare you invalidate the victims of such with that kind of attitude? Eh, buti nga, may attention siya. Bashers are secret admirers. Secret admirer your buttocks. If all of you are secret admirers and you do it that way, you, that person rather not have admirers. The point is, the reason why these people will just post it on TikTok, will post it on TikTok is because they were once invalidated. Good for you if you didn't experience bullying. Good for you if you are not being blamed too. Good for you if you slip away. Okay, fine. Maybe you have your worst experience. That's why you are being apathetic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, ikaw na. Ikaw na ang magaling. Ikaw na ang mas matinding experience na na-overcome mo. You forgot that God had given you the strength to move forward. But the thing is, not everyone is being given such strength because that's the will of God. Sometimes, we can't blame but question Him for that, but that's the reality. Not everyone has God-given confidence. Not everyone has God-given confidence to show and report to the police that they were harassed, that they were big, or they do not report the bullying. Especially high school students. Anong laban nila sa mga persons in authority like teachers, like school administrators? Anong laban nila dun? Wala silang laban dun. Kahit sabihin mo may pera ang student, pero tayong mga Pilipino na mahilig sa mga underdogs. Ito nga ang irony dyan eh. We like siding with the underdogs but not with the victims. With the actual victims. We side with the underdogs pero sa mga victims hindi. We have that irony that we side with the underdogs. Yung mga mukhang victim, because we have a perception of what a victim is. Unfortunately, hindi ganun. Hindi naman lahat ng victim ganun ang itsura. Diba, not all victims are equal. Diba, parang ano yan, parang may mga depression. We have this perception about depression. But the thing is, there are depressed people who are good people. And there are depressed people who are abrasive individuals. Unique din yan eh. Hindi kasi parang nagkaroon tayo ng thinking na kasi siya may depression, ibig sabihin mabait siyang tao. It doesn't follow. Pero kampi tayo sa battle against depression. Diba? Yung malditang tao na may depression sa mabait na tao na may depression. Iisa ang gusto nila. Mawala ang ma-combat nila, mabattle nila ang depression. At one tayo doon. Diba? Kapi tayo doon. We are at one with those people. But regarding their other nuances and traits, ano na yun? Ibang usapan yun. Diba? Same thing with bullying. We should be against bullying even if the victims are imperfect. Well, people are imperfect. People are imperfect, yes. Let's not side with the bully simply because the victims are not good. Or they are not in our fold. Hindi natin sila kachokaran o katropa. Tapos hindi na natin sila kakampihan. Ano yun? Parang hindi natin siya bate kasi ano, diba? Huwag niyo siyang kausapin kasi ano, hindi ko yung bate. O, diba? ba? Parang ganun eh. That's if we truly are mature individuals. We, bullying. Yes, you should not side with the bully. We should not side with bullying. We should not side with the bullying. The bully. We should not dismiss. We should not dismiss the... We should not dismiss the victims if they are truly bullied, and let us not blame them. If you do all of these, if you do the opposite of all of these, you enable the bully. Regardless of how nice appearing you are, regardless of how positive appearing you are, but if you give such unhealthy benefit of the doubt regarding them, you already side with the bully. I get it. You want to be emphatic. You want to give benefit of the doubt, and that is good. But again, benefit of the doubt, being objective, should not come at the price of blaming the victims or the blaming people who are truly bullied. Ladies and gentlemen, let us not empower and enable the bullies. Let's not automatically side with them. Let's not dismiss the victims altogether. Let us not blame the victims. And not all victims are what we perceive it is. Again, let us not side with, let us not enable bullying. This is Ian Along. Thank you very much for allowing yourself to be tag along. Good day.